Good morning, St. Andrew's Church. I am delighted to be part of your service this morning. Thank you for choosing to partner with Compassion, first of all. And we are ever so grateful for the 8 lives already being changed through your compassion and commitment. So thank you so much from the bottom of my heart and Compassion's heart. We are ever so grateful. Let us all close our eyes and pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we come together today to thank you and praise your greatness. We pray that your name is blessed now and forever, in good times and bad, from east to west. Your name is worthy of praise. Your name is mighty. Your name rules over the nations. Your glory is higher than the heavens. There is power in your name to break every chain of poverty. Thank you, Lord, for this church full of compassion and love. We pray their sponsored children shall be a living testimony of glory, grace, and mercy. Thank you, Father, for changing a time of hopelessness into hope. Transform us, Lord, and make us more like you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Once again, I would like to thank you all on behalf of Compassion for the difference you're making with all the 8 children in Ghana that you sponsor. I want to share a brief presentation to update you with some statistics about the difference your continuous support is making to these beautiful children. If we can change to the next slide, thank you. So your support really does make a life-changing difference, as you all know. More than 3,004 hours for children at our projects, a minimum of 1,569 nutritious meals, at least 16 medical checkups from visiting doctors, 11 Bibles given to children by our church partners. And this is since your partnership with Compassion you've started with. If we can go to the next slide, thank you. Your gifts over the last 12 months you have given is 3,141. And additional gifts to children is 3, which is amazing. Your letters over the last 12 months you have received and written is 9. Letters sent by children and 10 letters sent by sponsors. Your sponsored children is in primary school, age 5 to 12. You've got 4 girls and 4 handsome boys and 4 beautiful girls. If we can go to the next slide. These are your beautiful sponsored children. As you all know, as I mentioned, your 8 children are sponsored, all live in Ghana. And the COVID response to sponsoring these children is COVID-19 has greatly increased the need among the countries and communities where our church partners work. During this time, we have provided critical necessities like food, shelter, medical interventions and hygiene support. In addition, our staff are innovative and have still been able to minister to children in the following ways. 29% delivering support in children's home and an amazing 64% small groups of children meeting together. 4% projects open as normal, and I'm sure it will increase over the months, over the years. A little bit about Ghana. Typical houses in Ghana are constructed with bricks, block, and cement walls, cement floors, and have tin and corrugated iron roofs. Most of your sponsored children lives in a city location in a plains and flats land setting. Ghana in numbers. 15% of the population have access to basic sanitation. 22% of children aged 5 to 17 are engaged in child labor. and 49.3 child mortality rate per 1,000 live births in 2018. An amazing graduation story, which is so inspirational to me as well. Ronnie Malamer, I don't know how to pronounce his surname, sorry. Ronnie remembers getting his first pair of shoes at the Compassion Project. He'd gone barefoot before then. He received his first Bible at the holiday club run by his Compassion Project and committed to following Christ when he was 16 years old. He studied civil engineering at the university in Kampala and came to the UK as part of the Peckham Urban Mission Scheme, where young people spend 1 or 2 years working for the children, for the church. Ronnie quotes, "Compassion gave me hope and the ability to dream, to say, this is what I want to be when I grow up. Before that, I didn't know." Ronnie was registered at Compassion Project at 9 years old. He studied civil engineering at a university in Kampala and training to become a teacher. Thank you so much, St. Andrew's Church. You are making an incredible difference to children living in poverty, in Jesus' name. I would like to just go into a little bit of a talk on the reading that we read today, Exodus chapter 2, verse 1 to 10. I would like to talk about Pharaoh's daughter, the woman who had compassion for baby Moses. As you all know, in the story of Moses, he was born to a Hebrew woman, and she hid him for three months. This was because Pharaoh commanded all babies under two to be killed, as you all know. When she could no longer hide baby Moses, she placed him in a basket coated in tar and pitch and put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile. Then Pharaoh's daughter went down to the Nile to bathe him. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her female slave, her maid, to get it. As we read in Exodus chapter 2, verse 6 to 10, we see the deep compassion she had for the baby. She understood who he was. Knowing who he was and what this was all about, when she saw him in his condition, when she heard him in the shape he was in, she had compassion for him. In other words, her heart was affected by what she saw. Rather than asking what the child could give me and how can the child benefit, she was willing to put forth her love and care, money and resources to take this child. Her heart was affected by what she heard and saw. Pharaoh's daughter could look at the situation and recognize this baby's cry. As the child grew older, Pharaoh's daughter chose to name him Moses, saying, "I drew him out of the water. His feet had been wet, but they were not wet anymore." Pharaoh's daughter stopped by the water's edge. The deep compassion she had for Moses had brought forth a deliverer. Although his feet was wet in that moment, they weren't wet anymore. She gave him hope and a home. Moses, the one who brought the Israelites out of Egypt, freeing them from slavery and captivity. There are many children in poverty today whose lives have been devastated. But your church has touched 8 children's lives because you chose to get out of your comfort zone, out of your palace, as Pharaoh's daughter did, and see them and hear them in the shape they're in. One day, your child will have a purpose-filled future because of what you do today. From the bottom of my heart, thank you. Thank you for hearing the call for us to remain compassionate and merciful. I understand that your church's vision is to love God, build community, and celebrate life. Sponsoring a child does not change their life alone. It also brings hope to families, the communities, and nations. These children's stories are a living testimony of the work of compassion, releasing children from poverty in Jesus' name. When God is in the midst of any circumstance, his work cannot be measured. I'd like to share my story now. I'd like to introduce you to my three sponsored beautiful children. Angelica, 7 years old in Indonesia, Ruksha, 9 years old, and Sudeshika, 4 years old in Sri Lanka. I had the privilege to visit Rukshan and his family, if we can change the next slide, please. Thank you. And his family in August 2018. It's truly a time that will hold a special place in my heart for as long as I live. I also had the honor to visit Compassion Children and Projects in Ethiopia in August 2019. This is the group that I went with. My time in Ethiopia and Sri Lanka is something I will carry with me for the rest of my life. There were many memorable moments and testimonies that arose from these journeys. One particular story that truly touched my heart was Kemi's. As a consequence of Kemi's father leaving the family at the age of 2, he was raised single-handedly by his mother. His parents had HIV, and because of this, he was stigmatized by the people around him. By the time Kemi reached 8th grade, his father had passed away, and 2 years later, his mother also sadly passed away. Being labeled an orphan, Kemi was neglected and left to fend for himself as an only child. Experiencing rejection, suffering, and emotional exhaustion, Kemi was battling with low self-esteem. Purely by God's grace, Kemi joined Compassion at age 5, although life was still hard, but he was able to go to college with the support of Compassion and, more importantly, because of God. Hundreds of people around Ethiopia competed to study a leadership development student program, but only 50 were able to join, Kemi being one of them. Through God's strength, Kemi completed his studies, achieving a bachelor's degree and obtaining a certification in leadership. Today, Kemi is happily married with a beautiful daughter and is the first gospel rap artist in Ethiopia with 2 debuted albums. I felt the need to share his heartwarming story because Kemi was one of our right-hand leaders on our missionary journey. He was a sponsored child, and now he was leading us every step of the way. He showed us that poverty was not a definition, but an experience. Kemi encountered the aftermath of tragic circumstances and walked through the path that the children we sponsor today must take. For children, families, and workers in and around Ethiopia, he taught us that sponsoring a child does not change their life alone. It also brings hope to families, the communities, and nations. Kemi's story is a living testimony of the work of compassion, releasing children from poverty in Jesus' name. When God is in the midst of any circumstance, the work that he will do cannot be measured. Throughout my journey in Ethiopia, the Lord was reminding me of one verse, and it reads, "I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us." Romans chapter 8, verse 18. Despite reading this verse many times, God showed me a whole new revelation when I was reminiscing about the experiences I had during my time in Ethiopia and Sri Lanka. Everywhere I turned, every soul was deeply filled with the joy of the Lord and in worship and thanksgiving. Even though people had so little, they had everything in Christ. The joy of the Lord is their strength despite their struggles they face. His redeeming love and saving embrace is all they need. And their praises to God showed us the true meaning of worship in spirit and in truth. Compassion and mercy saved you and me through Christ. And through Christ, we shall together rise as one, be the anchor of hope to many more children, families, communities, and nations struck by poverty. My friend Vino, who's here, he went to Guatemala in November 2019 to visit his sponsor child named Melanie. He had the opportunity to video her because she wanted to send a small message to his little sister, Emily. And I cry every time. It's so heartwarming to see how grateful this little girl is for the compassion that we show her. And I would like to just pinpoint what her mother said: what you sow is what you reap, and you are sowing into the 8 children that you sponsor right now, and I'm sure you will reap the blessings that you sow. I would like to end off just saying you can engage with your children, stay connected, download the Compassion UK app if you haven't. If you need a bit of help, you're more than welcome to come to me after the service and I'll help you with the app. Through this app, you can discover the easiest ways to write, pray, and give. I also would like to encourage you to make a difference by praying with us for our church partners, for creativity, strength, and wisdom as they support children and their families, wisdom for governments and those in positions of leadership, and protection over children and their families in Ghana.